Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 48 to 52. Now, what are you expecting in this discourse? Death comes to Moses, part one.
Death? We don't talk about death.
Well, we do at funerals in a nice sort of way, but no, we don't talk about it. But this is what's happening here. This Moses has come to his death time. And I want to take a general view of this subject. It's a very important subject. Here we have it then, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 48 to 52. Death. So what? Well, we all die. Aha. But what do we do to stave it off? Don't you know, my friend, that we fear it? The fear of death is with us all the time. This is a taboo subject, isn't it? We don't want to talk about it. Do you notice how we sanitize it? How we have euphemisms for it? Oh, he has passed on. She has left us. Deceased. No longer with us. And so on. All this kind of thing. Promoted to glory. Well, that may be a nice way of putting it, the old Salvation Army way, put it, for the believer. But the fact is, death is an enemy, and Moses has to come to die. And we'll look into some more detail in another discourse. But you know, the thing I want to say today in this discourse, it won't be popular, it won't be liked. It's a very odd thing to be preaching about, but it's so necessary. It's the one certain, inevitable thing in our life. As soon as I am born, the one thing that is inevitable, the only thing that is really, like I say, certain, is that one day I shall have to die. And it's no good bulking it. It's no good ignoring it. It's no good playing the ostrich and burying the head in the sand and hoping it goes away. We must prepare for it. We must think about it. The prophet said, prepare to meet your God, because, you see, it is appointed unto men once to die. And after this, oh, death at the end, it's not just extinction, my friend. If there's anybody listening to me who thinks that death's an extinction, the Bible won't agree with that. You may say you don't agree with the Bible. Well, you say what you like, but the truth is, the scripture will tell you plainly, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, well, answer that then. What is it after this? After this, the judgment. So why do we die? The reason is found in Genesis 3. Well, you don't believe Genesis 3, do you? Of course I do. Because of Adam's sin, we're all born in Adam, and as in Adam, all die. 1 Corinthians 15. Romans 5 is very clear. We die in Adam. We are born dying sinners. In fact, we're born dead sinners, spiritually speaking. And we are dying sinners physically, mentally, and so on. But we're also going towards eternal death unless something happens. For Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. And that's not physical death. There is eternal death. And that's the biggest fear of the lot. Eternal death. Pause, my soul, and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? So sang, I tell you, William Gadsby. And why did he say that? Because he said, death is now upon the road. Death is yet upon the road. Death is coming, is the one great certainty. I am a vapor, the Bible tells me. I am a mist, here for a temporary season, passing. Like a morning mist, it will just vanish. Prepare to meet your God. You prepare for many things, don't you, my friend? You take out insurance policy. You prepare for many things that you hope will never happen. In fact, maybe remotely possible happening. In fact, never happen. What about the one thing which is certain? What about the inevitability of death? Moses, prepare for death. You're going to die now, Moses. He was in full vigor, but he still was ready to die. My friend, the eternal judgment and the consequences of judgment, the eternity of it, come after death. But for the believer, it is triumph and victory. I haven't time in this brief discourse to go into it. Read 1 Corinthians 15. That which is sown in mortality, in weakness, feebleness, shame, and so on, is raised in glory. 1 Thessalonians 4, and so on and so on. In business today, corporate business today, there are officers who are responsible for assessing risk. Yes, we like to assess, we need to assess risk. My friend, the risk of death is 100%. Have you prepared for it? Are you ready to meet God? Television, newspapers, full of the COVID rates, death rates. Death rate is 100% in life. Every doctor knows it. Every one of us knows it. Prepare to meet your God. Actuaries are talking about life expectancy and preparing their tables. Very good. How about death expectancy? 100%. Have they prepared for that? Christ shall come again. The dead shall be raised. Raised to judgment, but the believer shall be raised to everlasting life and victory and triumph. Death is an enemy, it's the last enemy. We all have to grapple with him. Moses came to die, and it was God's appointment. It's the same for me. It's the same for you, my friend. Are you ready? Let me close on the believer's note. Unbeliever, this can be your note too if you become a believer, if you trust Christ and rely upon him. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. Oh, for an overcoming faith, said Watts. Oh, for an overcoming faith to cheer my dying hours, to triumph o'er the monster death, and all his frightful powers. Joyful with all the strength I have, my quivering lips should sing, where is thy boasted victory grave, and where the monster's sting? Well, where's it gone then? Christ has borne it for the believer. Christ has borne it in the believer's place. If sin be pardoned, I'm secure. Death hath no sting beside. The law gives sin its damning power, but Christ, my ransom, died. Now to the God of victory, immortal thanks be paid, who makes us conquerors when we die, through Christ, our living head. Oh, my friend, I plead with you. Come to Christ, then you will know that it is appointed unto me once to die, and after this the judgment, but I am in Christ. And once in him forever. And there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, in the judgment, and for eternity. But unbeliever, be ready. And Christ alone is the way to be ready. So trust him and know this peace and joy and victory, even as you get to death itself. Amen.